Point of law.
Can you escape prosecution by claiming that Congress has no right to control fish and game through a treaty with a foreign country? Well, the court thought that that was a sporting question. In the case of the surly sportsman, Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO, sponsored by General Security Services Corporation. Winston Hopper often declared he was a dedicated conservationist. Paradoxically, he believed wild game existed to be hunted, and he never missed a chance to indulge his hobby. When Winston heard about a new treaty with Canada, he was furious. He shouted at his wife,
"This is preposterous! These two dumb nations have ganged up on us for a closed season on migratory birds. Both of them have passed the same law. It's not right. It's not right."
His wife said, No, Winston, if they've done that, there's not much you can do about it except obey the law."
And Winston said, "Not necessarily, my dear. Not necessarily."
Well, he stewed about that situation for several days and then called his lawyer. And then he oiled his shotgun, went out, killed some of the very ducks whose shooting was prohibited. He was arrested and put on bail, just as he had planned. When Winston's case came to trial, the district attorney told the court, "This is a simple case. There's a law against shooting certain kinds of birds, of which these ducks are one. Winston shot some in violation of that law. He should be found guilty and sentenced accordingly."
Winston's attorney said, "The fact is, this law is unconstitutional, and Winston should be discharged. Congress has no power over fish and game. It cannot gain that power merely by making a treaty with Canada. Under our Constitution, our government is one of limited power. These powers do not include authority to make a law such as this. It is void, and the case against Winston should therefore be dismissed. Would you find the surly sportsman guilty or not guilty?"
We'll find out how the court ruled in just a moment. Can you escape prosecution by claiming that Congress has no right to control fish and game through a treaty with a foreign country?
No, said the highest court in the land, the United States Supreme Court. Congress has the right to make any law needed to carry the powers of the Constitution into effect. Treaty making is that kind of power. Both the treaty and the later law that was passed are in the national interest. Migratory birds can only be protected by national action working with other nations. The treaty is therefore good, and the law giving it effect is also good. Winston is therefore guilty and will be fined. Heard by the highest court in the land, it's a point of law on WCCO.